T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, another reason the three of us have never been and probably never will be aboard a cruise ship.
We were sitting at lunch. This was about 15, 20 minutes before the general alarm was sounded, and the seas were really bad and they were only getting worse. And when we started sliding around the dining room and windows were flying open and glasses breaking, that's when we knew that this was serious and it was not something that was going to turn out well.
Last 24 hours, it's very, very scary, very frightening.
It was surreal. It was like what you'd see in the movies. And I honestly thought when we went underwater that we were going to be dragged off the boat when the waves went through the window on the way out.
When we went underwater.
My God.
And you're on the cruise of your life.
And
this happens?
No, I watched the video and I had like a physical reaction. Yeah. It was terrifying. They show the video of them in this restaurant or lounge area, and the tables and chairs are sliding clear across the room. Mm-mm. Windows are shattering. And by the way, they're in ankle deep water and they were told to put on their life jackets. At this point, I would drop dead of a heart attack from fear. Mm-hmm. I'm so afraid of cruises. So afraid.
The Viking cruise ship, it was in the waters off Norway. And if you didn't see over the weekend, you started to see video on Facebook and Twitter, and the news stations had this ship that was like getting knocked around like a little toy ship in a bathtub. It was unbelievable how it was going from side to side.
Yeah, what'd you say? Almost 1,000 people on board, something like that. And then they had to have a helicopter airlift some of them off because
some of them were injured.
I think
badly.
About 20 of them were injured, and they had to airlift them off. So when I start to hear the helicopter circling, that's when I'm really panicking.
No way.
No way.
Steven has been trying to get me to go on a cruise for years. He swears by them. I have friends that go all the time.
Me too.
I love them. No way. The dining room, the piano sliding to the side. No, thank you. I want my feet on sand.
And you're in the middle
the
of the ocean. There's nothing you can do. David, you said it well. You're like, it's going to play out the way it plays out at that point.
Well, they say that this area that they were in, the seas off of Norway, is a particularly tricky area. I don't know anything about boats or ships or navigating those. But I fly a plane. Like, you can check the weather. You know what the forecast is going to be. Like, they had to know that it was going to be a tough time, and they must have made the decision that, well, we can go ahead and ride it out or something like that. But it was, if you've seen the video of this thing, you see the ship is huge, city blocks long, and it's just getting knocked around, and everybody on it getting knocked around.
It looked
too.
Like Poseidon Adventure. I'm
Isn't that
scared
the movie
to
that
death.
Scares you?
Yes,
yeah. No
I was way. Traumatized by that as a young kid. I've never gotten over it.
Well, don't you hear these stories about, and I know not all cruises are like this, but don't you hear these stories about people getting sick on cruise lines? Wasn't there a story like last year where they just couldn't get this boat to shore and the people were trapped
and
the
bathrooms didn't work
and then
there's no power. No way.
So if anybody out there has a scary cruise ship story, call us.
Oh, yes,
right?
Please.
617-931-1067. We'd like to hear your, just scare us even more.
Do you really want to hear this?
Hi, Magic. Have you been on a cruise?
I have. I was on a cruise and I woke up because our cabin door flung open and the whole boat was sideways.
Stop it.
What?
But what was actually happening was a fishing boat had sank and we were rescuing the people.
Oh. Did that change your view of, the inconvenience or the discomfort?
No,
so
it wasn't so bad because we were saving lives. But it was scary at the same time.
Would you go back again?
I don't know, because now I hear so many horror stories that I'm scared.
I always hear all these things about like wearing things so you won't get seasick. Did you have any seasickness or anything?
There were people sick everywhere.
No,
the boat was rocking everywhere because it was like sideways to the waves.
Like all day or just for a couple of hours?
Just for a little bit.
Yeah. But I'm so nauseous listening.
All the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh. Once somebody starts getting sick, that spreads like a prairie fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How can you watch everybody being sick and not get sick yourself?
Yeah, it's hard to recover from that. Well, You're adding more proof that why the three of us are going to stay landlocked forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Magic. Have you been on a cruise?
Yes.
Was it a good or bad experience?
My cruise was a good experience, but it led into a bad experience.
Oh, God.
All right, we need to hear more. What happened?
So my best friend and I decided to go on a cruise, and we got a call from the cruise company, and they moved our cruise back a week, which was great. We went on our cruise. Our cruise was great. But the very next week, the boat that we were supposed to be on, our cruise that we were supposed to be on, the boiler room blew up.
Oh, my God.
So it was the SS Norway, Norwegian Cruise Line, same cruise line that's having the issues this time, and they had to retire the ship because there was too much damage.
Oh, my God, you so dodged a bullet there. Yeah. That's amazing. And those poor people.
I know, I think about it all the time. Oh. Like, never again.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to sway us. We're already the no cruise people over here,
right?
No
Listen,
way.
I don't like to fly either, but at least if something's going to go bad on a plane, it's over really quick.
Wait. That's not
She's
how it
like
works at all.
Doom and gloom.
Hold on.
Wow.
First You'd fit right in here.
It's not. I know. It's not how it works in a plane. So if you have trouble. You're 6,000 feet in the air. The engine has a problem. You got 10 minutes, 15 minutes to land in a ball field or a golf course or something like that. There's a lot of things.
What'd you say?
It's over in a heartbeat. It ends really, really quickly. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She's like,
No, I'm with Sue. If I'm on a plane and it's going down, I'm going to have a heart attack before they're able to fix it.
Me right. too. I'm going to die of fear way before I hit the ground.
Right. Same.
Oh, yeah. Same. Absolutely.
We appreciate you checking in. Really, we do. have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.